So about 2 years ago on this program, Harvey Rice, a reporter for the Houston Chronicle, was describing the devastation in the community of Galveston, Texas, from Hurricane Ike.
75% of the housing stock was damaged. There are a lot of people who still have not returned to their homes, and there are people in the housing projects who don't know whether they'll ever be able to return because the housing projects were damaged so severely.
Well, 2 years after Hurricane Ike, surprisingly, many people in Galveston, Texas, still have questions about when the aid will come and if there will ever be a rebuilding of their communities. Joining us once again is Harvey Rice, Galveston-based reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning.
And Antonio Hale also joins us. He's one of the people in those 75% of buildings that were severely damaged because of Hurricane Ike. Antonio Hale, what's the state of your home right now?
The state is still pretty much under construction. We started, of course, to rebuild because we had to live there. We have no choice.
So
but there's still a lot of damage here.
So when you say you live in a construction site, what does that mean?
It means basically that the house is livable, but there's still a lot unfinished. There's rooms left undone, roof, new roof, but then it leaks. No answers there. There's a lot of sights and sounds of the storm remnants.
So a house that's just livable but still under construction, you can't necessarily improve it unless you have the cash to finish the construction, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
And you can't sell it if it's leaking, right?
Exactly.
So, Harvey Rice, people like Antonio are just stuck right now.
Yeah, that's right. I think that relief is finally in sight, though it's been 2 years and 4 months because the system is really not geared to really to give help to people like Antonio as soon as he needs it. And that's a big tragedy for a lot of people. It's going to be too little too late.
Now, you know, you say hurricane, right, Harvey? And we've talked on this program about the hurricanes. You know, you usually hear the word emergency in the same sentence as hurricane. I mean, you would expect that there would be some urgency to the disbursement of the estimated $160 million in federal hurricane recovery funds that have actually been given to Galveston. What's the slowdown here from your perspective, Harvey?
Well, first of all, the city and the county. The county has a separate grant with about $100 million because there is tremendous devastation on the Bolivar Peninsula, which is in the county as well. But let's talk about Galveston for a minute. So it took more than a year just to get the money. They didn't get the money until the very first of 2010. And it's a slow process. And the state did not divide the money up in a way that would get most of it to the communities that were most affected by the hurricane. And so there were complaints filed with HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, about the way that Texas was dividing up the money. And so Texas had to turn around. They had to sign agree to do a study to show that the money would be distributed to people who really needed it. Because a lot of the money, they were distributing it to counties that weren't even affected or barely affected by the hurricane.
So they created this sort of front-end paperwork, red tape, study it, make sure that the money is properly targeted. I'm getting a headache just listening to the sort of bureaucratic loopholes that you're talking about here. Antonio Hale, last week we talked about it's been a year since Haiti's earthquake, and there's 2 million people still in tents. I gather you have a little sympathy and maybe some solidarity with the people of Haiti right about now.
Exactly. I mean, it is definitely a tragedy that people would have to live like that. It's not necessarily our fault. We choose to live where we live. And it's, you know, I really feel for them because I know where they're at and what they've been through and what they're going through.
And do you face the possible losing your home even after all of this time?
No, sir. We've owned the house since 1976. It's bought and paid for. We've always carried insurance, but the only thing we didn't carry was flood insurance. And since the house was built in 1954, that house has never flooded. So, like a lot of people, we played the gambling game, and we wound up short on this one.
Antonio Hale's home was badly damaged because of Hurricane Ike, describing the sort of roulette wheel there of insurance and whether you actually go for flood insurance in a place like Galveston. Harvey Rice, there are people listening who might just say, well, you bet and lost, Antonio Hale. What is the sort of social responsibility, do you think, here of the federal government and other institutions to get this money dispersed and to bring these buildings back?
Well, I think they have a large responsibility. If you look at a federal government that bailed out all these banks, which are now tremendously profitable, when it comes to people like Antonio and or Myron Herschel, who will lose his house because it's too late, and there doesn't seem to be the concern to get that money to them as quickly as needed. I mean, they should have really had this money within months of Hurricane Ike, not years.
Instead of years. And the winds have stopped blowing from Hurricane Ike, but the urgency remains. Harvey Rice, Galveston-based reporter for the Houston Chronicle, talking about the delays, more than two-year delays, in the disbursement of rebuilding money for the victims of Hurricane Ike in Galveston, Texas. Harvey and Antonio, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.